Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 20th of July 2025. Today's topic is Jonah's Topsy-Turvy Journey. Our text today is taken from Jonah chapter 1 verses 1 through 12. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him, and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Verse 8. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared, and was tempestuous. Verse 12. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Our memory verse is taken from Jonah chapter 1 verse 5. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. The Kolu Teka Bridge is a suspension bridge, located in the city of Kolu Teka, Honduras. It is 300 meters long, and was considered one of the greatest architectural works in the country. After the hurricane in 1998, the Kolu Teka River carved a new channel, no longer flowing beneath the bridge. The bridge stood on dry ground, earning the nickname the Bridge to Nowhere. A topsy-turvy journey refers to a journey that is filled with unexpected and chaotic twists and turns. It is a situation in which things are turned upside down. So was the journey of Jonah to Tarshish. Like the Kolu Teka Bridge, his destination was Tarshish, but the journey was terminated on the sea and ended in the belly of the fish. Describing his desperate condition inside the fish as belly of hell, Jonah learnt obedience inside the fish by force. He prayed unto God for mercy. He had wanted to deny the entire city of Nineveh. God had mercy on him. Perfect obedience to God brings blessings, while disobedience incurs God's displeasure. Obey God implicitly to escape avoidable calamity like Jonah. quote for the day. God had mercy on him. The challenge for today is, don't be at loggerhead with the Almighty. Prayer. Father, help me never to pursue a wrong venture. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.